Behold Your King. Lenten Devotions from Lutheran Hour Ministries, written by Dr. Carrie Vo. Who's on Trial? Tuesday, March 17th. Our text is from the Gospel according to St. John chapter 19. When the chief priests and the officers saw Jesus, they cried out, "Crucify him! Crucify him!" Jesus ought to die because he has made himself the Son of God. When Pilate heard this statement, he said to Jesus, "You will not speak to me? Do you not know that I have authority to release you and authority to crucify you?" Jesus answered him, "You would have no authority over me at all unless it had been given you from above. Therefore, he who delivered me over to you has the greater sin." By this point, Pilate has lost control of the trial. He knows Jesus is innocent, but he still can't set him free. And Jesus himself is behaving like a judge, explaining to Pilate that what he is doing is sin, yes, but not as bad as Judas's sin, because Pilate at least has his divinely appointed office as judge to hide behind. Pilate finds himself on trial, just as the council did, just as Herod and Judas himself did. And the deciding question is the same. What will you do with Jesus, this innocent man, this Son of God? We know what they did, and we too had a hand in it, because it was our sins, our guilt, that sent Jesus to the cross. Because he loves us, he took our death and gave us a share in his own resurrection. And as a result, God looks at us and says, "Not guilty." He sees us in his Son Jesus, covered in his innocence, forever forgiven, newborn children of God. We pray. Thank you, Lord, for taking our judgment. Amen.